The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call Act 3, Scene 24, the last curtain call of this season.
I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
I'm Julinda Lewis with RVA Art Review.
I'm Claire Boswell from Style Weekly.
And I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter. I want to apologize up front. We had a little technical difficulty this week. The mics all sounded fine when we recorded, but when I actually went in to edit, it turns out a couple of the mics were not actually on. So some of the reviewers will sound a little bit far away, but you can still understand what they're saying, and that's what matters. And we're going to talk about Hand to God, which is a co-production of Fifth Wall Theater and Theater Lab, which will be playing at the Basement through August 8th. A woman is preparing a puppet show with some youth at her church. Things go terribly twisted when her son's puppet becomes possessed.
Well, first of all, I'm going to address the set. For anyone who, like me, taught vacation Bible school and Sunday school for years, when you walked into the basement, that set just transported you into an authentic church basement.
Right,
set
right.
By David Melton. Very authentic, quite wonderful.
I thought the show was uproariously funny. It had a little bit of message and just was a wild, wild time in the theater. I can't recommend going to see it enough.
I said it had tour de force written all over it. There were so many great performances. Kimberly Jones Clark, who plays the mother, she's a very talented comic actor anyway, and this was just exceptional. She was hilarious. She was brilliant, I thought. I thought Adam Turk, he really has the challenge because he has to create his character and the puppet, and he was masterful at both of those. Adam Valentine, who plays kind of the bad egg, he was wonderful. And every time I see him on stage, he's totally different. You almost don't recognize him, so that's great. And Michelle Forbes, who played, she kind of started out frumpy but got a little nasty when she needed to. I thought it was a very strong cast. Gary Hopper did an amazing job of directing it. I thought he focused the show with plenty of energy, but the staging was very assured, and there were some mischievous moments of just outrageous, humorous delight.
Yeah, I can't say enough about Adam Turk's performance. It was phenomenal. The way he did those two voices, the two characters.
Also, I thought Adam Valentine was fantastic. Like you mentioned, everything you see him in, he's entirely different. Yeah, he's kind of a bully, but it's actually kind of soft underneath. And
it's hilarious, but in a really dark, creepy...
As I said in my review, there are puppets, but this is not for children,
no.
And it does have God in the title, but this is not specifically a religious play, except in a kind of a very twisted way. So I think we can pretty much say this is one of the best shows of the season right now, right?
I'd agree.
I agree, too.
We all agree?
We all agree.
So we've been talking about Hand to God, which is a co-production of Fifth Wall Theater and Theater Lab at the Basement through August 8th. Now, Rich and I are going to talk about Crimes of the Heart, which is a Virginia Rep production at Hanover Tavern through August 26th. Three Southern sisters come together to reminisce, to cry, to fight, and ultimately support each other. What'd you think about it, Rich?
I really enjoyed it. I think the obvious comparison some might make is to Steel Magnolias. You've got the friends.
Strong Southern women. Yep.
Yeah, strong Southern women, the time period, and, you know, a mix of the tragedy and the comic. I'm a fan of Steel Magnolias. This is by far a much more serious piece while still being very funny.
Since it is ultimately about those three sisters, why don't we talk about those three women who all did a great job, I thought.
Oh, I completely agree. We've got, you know, Maggie Roop. She's always excellent. You could compare this role to maybe what she did in Venus and Fur a few seasons back. You know, she was just dominating. This is a much more kind of nuanced, quiet role, but she does an excellent job with it.
The other two, Irene Kuykendall, who's done some work at Quill, and she did a wonderful job in the more kind of tragic role in a way. And Lexi Langs, who I don't believe has been in Richmond before that I recall. She was a wonderful, delightful little bundle of energy in her quirky role.
I completely agree. I think the program said she did one show many years ago with Virginia Rep.
Right.
No, she was great. She brought kind of a kooky energy, but was also very believable in the role, and she could be taken serious while also still getting some laughs. The balance in the show between the dramatic and the comedic, it'll turn on a pin. And sometimes, you know, scenes where, you know, you find out that someone had a stroke turn into uproariously, you know, turn into very funny scenes.
And I have to credit some of that, I think, to the director, Steve Perrigard. He's a master at working this kind of show. The chemistry between those three women was really strong. You really felt like they were sisters. There are three other people in the show we didn't mention. They also did a great job.
Maggie Bavlak is Chick Boyle. She's just kind of this
hilarious little busybody.
Yeah, which is not a role that I've seen her tackle before, but she did a very good job with. Eric Cullen, a very, very hunky dude showing up as Doc. And also Tyler Stevens as a young lawyer character. He's very good in these roles. He's kind of the young guy who's really energetic. And you know,
sweet little guy, yeah. It was a delightful little show. I think sometimes the second and third act fact, it seemed to get a little laggy because some of the drama.
I disagree. I thought that, especially for the fact that it's a 2.5-hour show with two intermissions, I didn't feel that it dragged at all. And I think that's a credit to the cast and to the director.
Quickly, just want to mention Terry Powers. She almost always does the sets out at Hanover, and very often their rooms, and this is another one of her spot-on interiors. It really was not only a perfect kitchen kind of area, but it just went all way back in the back and up the stairs. It was all over the place, which was kind of neat.
My friend who came with me, she kept looking at the set being like, this is exactly what I want my kitchen to look like. She's remodeling her house. She's like, that's what I want.
Wow. So we have been talking about Crimes of the Heart, which is a Virginia Rep production at Hanover Theater through August 26. We're going to talk about Tom Foolery, which is playing at Swift Creek Mill Theater through August 18th. This is a musical review featuring the songbook of Tom Lehrer, who wrote satirical songs from 1953 to 1965. So what'd y'all think?
It's a lot of fun. It comes with a warning that it's politically incorrect, and that is absolutely right.
Right.
And that's the part that makes it so funny. It takes a poke at just about everybody and everything. And even though it was from a few decades back, it's still quite relevant today.
Basically, it's just a musical review. And the whole point of it is to showcase the words, because they're very witty and they're very funny and sometimes a little outrageous. So there's not a whole lot of staging, although Tom Wythe, the director, has... First, he put the band on stage, which is great because you got a 5-piece band there, and that's kind of fun to see them. And actually, Paul Deese, who's the music director, also gets one little cameo number, which is a nice surprise. But you also have the cast running around the stage a little bit. They do a little soft shoe here and there, and they do a little bit of business, but mostly it's just about the songs. And they're very funny songs and very witty, and they do a pretty good job of selling them.
Even though there's no plot, you do have to listen very carefully, because if you don't pay attention to the words, and I don't know, I think, Jerry, you and I might have talked about that earlier.
You almost get exhausted from having to pay attention so much.
They do a lot of explaining, too, I think, between songs. They'll sort of explain the context.
Right.
So even if you're somebody who wasn't personally alive or doesn't know a lot about the history, the actors are doing a good job of sort of letting you know where all of these... songs and where these different satires sort of belong.
Right. There were four singers. They were
Richard Cook, Brian Harris, Deborah Wagner, and PJ Llewellyn.
They all did a great job. I think Deborah Wagner, she's such a skilled comic talent anyway. I think she had that little extra tweak of comedy, and especially her song Oedipus Rex was
that
hilarious.
That was outstanding. That was for me the highlight. That and The Elements were my two favorite.
Yeah. Brian Harris did that song, which is very funny, too.
They're really great singers, too. They were very funny, but also I was impressed with the vocals.
They sounded great, and they looked great, and the choreography was simple, but it worked. So pretty much, if you liked something a little witty and satirical and maybe just a little bit outrageous, this would be a very enjoyable evening.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Okay, we have been talking about Tom Foolery, which is playing at Swift Creek Mill Theater through August 18th. Jalinda and I got to see Knuffle Bunny, which is at the Children's Theater at Willow Lawn and will be running through August 12th. This is taken from Mo Willems' popular book about a spunky toddler who goes with her father to the laundromat, but trouble ensues when her favorite stuffed animal gets left behind. Now, let's just start with Jalinda, because you, of course, have a new critic with you at the show. Let's hear what they thought first.
Yes, I took my experts along, because since this is children's theater, I think that my opinion of it might be colored by age. This particular story, I think, is geared more towards the youngest. It says ages 3 and up, and I don't think many adults are quite equipped to take a 3-year-old to the theater.
Right.
This is one production that actually can hold the attention of a mature 3-year-old. My 4-year-old sat on the edge of his seat, and when I asked him afterwards, what did you think of it? He said, it was awesome.
That's one thing I always do when I go to see those shows, is watch the audience. And the kids were paying attention. We probably should talk a little bit about the production, too. Playing the parents in the show are two people who are known in town for being very funny on stage, David Janosik and Louise Ricks. And both of them in this show, they kind of foregoed that comedy edge to be more sweet and family-oriented, which worked. David wasn't a great singer either, so that kind of hurt a little bit. But they both did a nice job. Christina Ramsey, who was the infant, basically just talked gibberish the whole time, and the audience seemed to love that, and she did a nice job of doing that. I thought director Susan Sanford, she emphasized the warmth of the family more than the comedy. There were a couple of moments of big, broad gags and things, and the audience, of course, went crazy. They love those.
And I agree with that, because to me it seems as if it was all very child-centered. purposely done so. And speaking of, you know, what I call the pre-verbal stage of the toddler, the big hit was, of course, her solo Aggle Flaggle Clabble,
right,
in which she sang an entire, you know,
song and gibberish.
A ballad,
right, 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 right. The staging was very inventive. Probably the highlight number was the washing machine number, when these giant puppeted pieces of clothing were swirling around the stage and the lights were going crazy. And I will say that B.J. Wilkinson's lighting added a lot of color and splash through the whole show. So overall, I kind of feel like young fans of the book will enjoy this sweet story. Adults might be a little disappointed because it's not really funny. It's really more heartwarming. But if they bring children with them, they'll probably be delighted.
Exactly. This is a family event. It's not intended for the adults.
Okay, and we've been talking about Knuffle Bunny, a cautionary musical, which is at the Children's Theater at Willow Lawn through August 12th. That's going to do it for Act 3 of Curtain Call. We'll be back for Act 4 in September with lots of reviews and interviews and other interesting Curtain Call stuff.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.